Still debating contraception. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So the president has compromised on the contraception coverage issue. But did I just dream it, or did we just have another birth control debate exclusively focused on women? Are we really still talking about controlling the kind of birth control that women have access to? As if there's a chance the government could force women to use birth control over their religious objections. I know we've done forced sterilization of women in this country, but I believe we gave that up at least 40 years ago. And I'm pretty sure if you tried it now, there'd be a ruckus. And I know Rick Santorum has said that the president is the modern embodiment of a French revolutionary ready to seize your God-given rights.
What's left in France became the guillotine.
The guillotine? Really? Are women being forced by the government to take birth control pills over their religious objections? And as for this debate over letting church organizations drop birth control coverage, the way to save money on insurance premiums would be to drop pregnancy coverage. The cost of birth control is negligible. But here's what's really weird, that we're having this debate in a country that guarantees that when the moment is right...
When the moment is right, will you be ready?
Yes, you will, and there's a good chance your insurance policy will pay for your readiness.
Erections lasting longer than 4 hours require immediate medical help.
And your policy will pay to fix that. That can't be cheap. And while I would never deny a man the right to watch the sun setting over the ocean from his bathtub, shouldn't we at least give the women a sporting chance? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.